A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the netherworld or high as the sky." But Ahaz answered, "I will not ask. I will not tempt the Lord." Then Isaiah said, "Listen, O house of David. Is it not enough for you to weary people? Must you also weary my God? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised previously through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the gospel about his Son, descended from David according to the flesh, but established as Son of God in power, according to the Spirit of holiness, through resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him we have received the grace of apostleship, to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the Gentiles, among whom are you also, who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all the beloved of God in Rome, called to be holy. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
From the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All of this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I first want to say a very, very welcome to our seminarian son, who is home. I'm sure he doesn't have his grades yet, but we'll keep praying for that. Welcome home, Brett. And next Mass at 11 a.m., we have another seminarian in our diocese that we have sponsored. Our Knights of Columbus has sponsored as well, Weston Warner. Yep. So we pray for him as well. He'll be here with us at 11 a.m. Mass as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Speaking of seminarians, I I truly love going to visit the high schools, especially our Catholic high schools. And I was at my alma mater at Bishop LeBlanc. Again, always looking for a few good men who would say yes to God and to give seminary a try if they felt God was calling them. Remember after I gave a talk, I think it was to the sophomores, sophomore men, and afterward there was a lunch in the cafeteria, and then a woman I know that has been working there for quite a few years, she always makes cookies. But before that, the very first part of the line, there's either apples or oranges or something like that, and there's apples, and I guess the guys really loved the apples, and they were all there in a big bowl, and it said, you know, please take only one apple. God is watching. And I thought, oh, that's kind of cute. So we go to the line and get food and what have you. And then at the end, there was Maggie's cookies, and there was a sign next to them, and it said, take as many cookies as you want. God's over there watching the apples. So where is God? You know, we've been taught since we were little that, yes, God is everywhere. And yet today's first reading in the gospel, we hear that Hebrew word, Emmanuel, which means God with us. That's the good news at Christmas. God is with us. In a world where it seems that God is absent, in a world where there's so much confusion and turmoil, it's comfortable to know Emmanuel. I remember, again, vocation director, we brought in a young man from Mexico who's now a priest, thanks be to God. And I said, okay, men, from this moment on, God is with us. I'd like to introduce to you Emmanuel Garduño. You know, in today's gospel, the Gospel of Matthew, that infancy narrative obviously is a lot different than what we hear in St. Luke's. And this gospel stops right before that narrative. But in this narrative, we're blessed. We're blessed to hear of St. Joseph with the angel appearing to him in a dream to take Mary into his home. Sometimes St. Joseph takes a back seat, maybe, that you would think, or doesn't receive any credit. But thank God he did as the angel commanded. And I remember the only movie that I ever walked out of, I can't remember the name of the movie, but Mary was with child, and all of a sudden Joseph was like angry. He was angry and because she was with child, and he knew he wasn't the father. And that was just so distorted to me that I walked out. Obviously, he wants to protect Mary at this moment from any type of shame. But Joseph, in that dream, did as the angel had commanded. He took Mary into his home, saying yes to the angel in his dream. And because we have no recorded words of St. Joseph in sacred scripture, St. Joseph is often called the silent saint. I've been on retreat a few times with the late Father Benedict Grischel in New York, and he really, truly loved St. Joseph. He had such a devotion to St. Joseph, but he would often talk about him, and he would say, you know, your heart has to go out to St. Joseph. He's the only person in the whole world that lived with two perfect people. Jesus, who is God, and Mary, though human, was sinless. So you husbands, you have it made. You only have to live with one perfect person. And Father Grischel would say, you know, just imagine St. Joseph, again, carrying on that role of a husband and a father. And I never like to use that word foster. He was a father to our Lord Jesus. But I'd like to focus on the sense of St. Joseph's silence, the fact that he listened. And you know, we've heard many times that we've been given one mouth and two ears, so we should listen twice as much as we speak. And I know I myself talk too much, and I'm sometimes loud. I remember she's my sister-in-law now, but we entered, big gatherings and stuff, and I remember she looked over at me and she said, "Wow," she said, your family is loud. And again, I think everybody tries to talk over everyone and what have you. But yes, our family is loud. But maybe as we enter into this season, as we come close, we call these days late Advent days. The O Antiphons, the special prayers, the readings that direct us toward the birth of our Lord. Let's take to heart this gospel today. Maybe there's someone in your life, in my life, who needs the gift for us to listen. And so often when people are talking, we're not thinking about or listening to actually what they're saying. We're waiting for them to finally take a little bit of a breath, and then boom, we want to get right in there and really tell them what we're thinking and tell them and get our chance to speak. But it is a discipline. It's a discipline to truly listen. And that means to set aside what we think, to set aside how we feel, and let the other person simply speak. That's a discipline that St. Joseph had. And it takes some energy as well. I know in our hearts that we go through these seasons, and maybe this will be the first Christmas without your loved one. Maybe this will be the first Christmas without someone that you care for very much. And we see relatives and friends, and I said before, a couple of weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, what have you, but maybe it's, not bad to listen, to Uncle Charlie talk about the time that you must have messed up or did something, and you've heard it like 35 times. But he loves making that connection with you. And for us, for me, I was so ornery. My aunts and uncles had so many things. You remember when you did this and you dropped the cat down from the top of the stairs and you... all these things that I would just have to, and I was a priest, a newly ordained priest, and listening to my aunts and uncles just talk about all the times that I failed or messed up or did something. And my grandma called me travieso, and I thought that was Spanish for Richard, but it's Spanish for Henri Boy. So, but it is, it's an opportunity, I think, for us to take this aspect of the gospel and to listen. And you and myself, I'd like to challenge us that during this season that we begin to celebrate and we come and prepare for the coming of our Lord in a manger, God's going to bring someone across our path who needs someone to listen to them. Now, I have an advantage because in the confessional, that's all I do, and then give spiritual advice. But if we have the wherewithal, do we have the energy to stop and listen? And maybe it's at the grocery store. Maybe you're in so big a hurry and there's a woman or someone who really maybe needs a word of encouragement. Maybe needs us to listen, to her downfalls and pitfalls, loosen someone, what have you. But to simply listen. And you might think of it as a wrapped present that you offer to this person, this gift of listening. We do have people that have lost loved ones here in our own parish at St. Robert Bellarmine, significant loved ones, spouses, sons, daughters. And you feel like that ache inside will never go away. We all have felt that at one time, I know. But let's keep it simple this week, that God's going to bring us someone that'll cross our path whom we may benefit from the gift of listening. Let's do that for them, and to give someone this Christmas a special gift. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As we profess our faith, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come. Amen. Emmanuel, God is with us. Therefore, like Mary, ever virgin, like Saint Joseph, our Father and Lord, we pray with faith and confidence, opening wide our hearts to listen to all human needs.
For the Church, that the Advent spirit of joyful hope may inspire our worship and work together in every season of the year, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That Christmas may bring a lasting peace among all nations, especially those involved in conflict. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For married couples experiencing difficult times, that God will give them patience and trust to renew their love for one another. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all parents and guardians, that they may love their children as God the Father loves all his children on earth. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who do not celebrate Christ's birth, that they too may know the joy and peace of the Messiah's coming. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the poor and for all those who are without, that God may inspire in us a greater desire to share in our feasting and gift-giving now and throughout the year. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died, especially for Luigi Nannini, for whom this Mass is being offered, that the new life of the Messiah may be theirs. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Come, Lord God, in the power of your love, through our prayers for others, remove any obstacle preventing us from going to meet your Son, Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.